Hello, beautiful, and welcome back to another Mila guided run and the last guided run in this first series. I hope that you are super excited to get going with what I'm going to call like the crown jewel of this whole series. And to be honest, the session that I've been looking forward to the most, just because this is what at least the Norwegians call the gold standard of interval training. That is what we're doing today. I'm going to tell you all about it in a wee bit. But before I do, I want you to get up from wherever you are. If you're on the train, on the bus, on the couch, in the bed, I don't know. But I want you to just take a big breath, get up on your feet and stretch your arms up towards the sky. Lean over to the right. Feel that stretch down your left side body. Come up through center, lean over to the left and feel the same stretch. Now moving down your right side body. Up through center again. Take a big roll with your shoulders. Do it two times actually and then go the other way. Let your shoulders down, lift your chest. Open your eyes if you've closed them like I have. Take a big breath in through your nose. Hold it. Open your mouth and sigh it out with a big wah. Just to get that energy out and up and going. And then I want you to walk towards wherever you keep your shoes, put them on, and get ready for today's guided run. Before we get going, like, I'm going to give you a minute to get ready, and I'm going to just tell you that it is less than a week until I am running my half marathon. My first time ever, first of all, running 21 kilometers. I've never done that before. Since last time, I've done my 17K. That went okay, which is absolutely crazy to me that I was able to run 17 kilometers. Like, I don't know when this happened. I guess practice makes perfect, or at least better. But yeah, I have my half marathon this Saturday, and I just can't believe how I've gone from hating running just a few years ago until running a half marathon and looking forward to it now. Okay, we're gonna get going. We're gonna go for our 5-minute warm-up. You're gonna step outside. You're gonna start walking. I'm gonna tell you more about the half marathon as we go, of course, because you and I, we are like, what do you call it, confidant, you know? We tell each other shit. So I'm gonna tell you everything about what I'm thinking and what I'm dreading and what, yeah, you know, all of it. But before I start on that story, because we both know that when I go, I don't stop. I'm just gonna get you into this warm-up so that we don't have a replay of last week when I kind of forgot to tell you to get your pace up until we was like 4 minutes into our warm-up. You know, shit happens. But yeah, chest up. Get your arms in the groove, and I want you to spend the next 4.5 minutes getting the heat up in your body, getting your heart rate going, getting that, what do we call it, respiration up a notch. By the end of this, I want you to feel like you have to breathe with an open mouth, and it's up to you to get your pace to where you want it to be before we start our first interval. And okay, I'm going to tell you about what we're doing before I talk about myself again. All right. We're here for you. I know. Today we are doing, as I said, the gold standard of interval training. We are doing 4x4 intervals. What that means is that we're running for 4 minutes. We're having 2-minute breaks in between, and we're doing it 4 times. So 4x4 minutes. Now, last time we ran together, we did 3 minutes. So that means that we're adding 1 minute on our run today. But fear you not, we're going to take it slow. And you are going to feel that you are in control. You're capable and you're able to do this, okay? Okay, so when we're done today, you'll be running for 16 minutes, which is absolutely amazing. And you know what? I'm already proud of you. So just so you know, that's the way it is. I think we've been walking for 2 minutes now. It might be 3. To be honest, I did forget to write down the time when we started. So I'm going to give us another 3 minutes of warm-up just to make sure that really get our blood flowing before we start running. If you haven't already, you can pick up the pace a little bit more, get your arms in the groove, and let's talk about my half marathon. Now, I am not going to lie. I'm not going to tell you that I'm not scared, because I am. Not only am I running that distance for the first time in my life, but I'm also doing it somewhere I've never been. It's like this small town on the west coast of Norway. It's a 7-hour drive from where we live. And Julie, Sunny, and I were driving down this Thursday. We've rented an Airbnb where we're going to stay. And I've never been there before. I've never done anything like this. And I've never, ever ran a competition like this in my life. 2 minutes left of our warm-up, by the way. And even though I am scared, though, I also have to say that I'm looking forward to it, because I've really learned something over the last couple of weeks. And that is that I am capable of doing things as long as I start on my level. And I know that a half marathon might feel very, very far from where you are right now. And I understand that. But at the same time, it really isn't. Because when you learn that running is more a feeling, is more a mindset than an actual 100% set technique, then you can adjust all the runs to fit you. And of course, you have to do some working out to be able to tolerate moving 21 kilometers. And we're going to do that over the next weeks. I know today's our last run in this series, but you know, we're going to do more, aren't we? But when you get to that tolerance, and it doesn't take that long, you are able to do this too. I ran my first 5K test this summer, and I thought it was absolutely horrendously hard. And now I'm doing a 21K, and that is, what, 5 months. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay, enough talk about me. 15 seconds, and we're starting our first run. I want you to just tune into your breath. I'm going to stop talking about myself. 5 seconds, our first 4-minute run. 2, 1. Okay, chest up. We're moving over into that running technique. We're going slow. So your feet are taking small, small steps. And you're going to feel as if you're not going any faster now than you did when you were walking. Your chest is up. And do you remember last week when we counted our breaths? I want us to try that again this week. Now, if you hated it, you can ignore me. But if you didn't, start by counting. And we're starting with force. We're breathing in, counting to 4 with our steps. So when your foot is touching the ground, that's 1 on the right, 2 on the left. Go up to 4. And then you breathe out, doing the same amount of counting. If you feel like 4 is too much, if that makes you like having to force air in, 1 minute down, 3 to go, you're going to try 3s. Okay, count to 3. And if that is too much, you're going to do 2s. Now, I want you to pay attention to the frequency of your breath, because that can tell you something about your pace. And your pace means how fast you're going. I know this myself, because when I go for my long, slow runs, I can do counts of 4 when I run. When I'm picking up the pace and I'm going up towards my threshold, you know, that area when if you go a bit faster, your leg starts to stiffen up, I'm at 3s. And if I go faster again, if I go over my threshold into that, oh my God, this is too hard, I am breathing 2s. So pay attention. If you feel like you find that zone, that flow on force, remember that and keep the force going. We are halfway in our first interval. If you find that at 3s, do 3s, okay? Pay attention. Chest up. We have 1 minute and 50 seconds left. And I understand if this feels like a long time, but I promise you, this session will be over in no time, okay? Okay. Keep your chest up. Count your breaths. And if you're able to, make sure to drive your hips a little bit forward. We had a nice chat about that last week. You know that squeezing your glutes feeling? Yeah? You're not going to squeeze your glutes when you run, but I want you to think about that feeling of straightening out your hips. You want that throughout your run because you don't want to be hinged over your hips, okay? You want to keep a lifted chest, hips forward, so that your shoulders are stacked over your hips, are stacked over your feet. We have 1 minute left. I know. It's hard, but we got it. You know, you're already soon done with your first 4 minute interval. That is amazing. Chest up, 45 seconds to go. Hips forward and your breath. Fours, threes, or twos. Whatever feels good for you, whatever you need to find that flow in these runs. Okay, we're not going harder or going home. We're simply going. We're simply going and we're trying to find that feel-good pace. The party pace, if you want to call it that. 15 seconds. 13, 10. Come on, chest up, all the way in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, slow down. You know how I last week said that we are going to keep the pace up in our breaks? This week we're going to slow down just a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit. Okay, big breaths. Lift your chest to make sure you get all the oxygen in. And just take a moment here and appreciate the fact that you just did a 4 minute run. That is amazing. I hope you know how amazing that is. Like, that is the start of something big. And you know that you don't have to run the entire 4 minutes for it to count as a 4 minute run. You're walking in this run if you need to. And that is okay because we are not here to find this perfect running look. We're here to find that feel good running feeling. And sometimes we need to put a bit of a walk in to find that. And that is more than okay. The goal of running, and of my runs at least, is to always feel amazing. And sometimes I have to walk and sometimes I can push. It's just the way it is. In 35 seconds, we are heading into our next interval, our second one. And I want you to bring the experience that you just got from running 4 minutes into this next one. What can you learn from the interval you just had? Something about your pace, about your breathing, 15 seconds. Take it with you, learn from it, and use it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Heading into that running motion. Taking small steps. We're using this first minute always to just find our zone, find our pace, find our technique. When moving from walking to running, we always have to spend just a little bit of time to get into the movement of it all before we can do any changes. Chest up. Hips forward, small steps. Tune into your breath. Remember from your last 4 minutes, your count. If it felt good, you can repeat it. If it was too hard, you can try and aim for one more count on your inhales and exhales. And if it felt too easy, you can pull one out. Okay. 1 minute is already done. We have 3 minutes left. Ooh. Are you feeling okay? Good. Chest up. And if you are somewhere where it is possible, lift your gaze up. Look out in front of you. Not if you're somewhere where you can stumble and fall. We don't want any injuries. Chest up. Hips forward. Breath. Okay. We have 2.5 minutes left. And I just want you to know that if you at some point today, during your runs, get that feeling, why do I even bother to continue? Because this is so hard. That's okay. It is not unnormal. It is not something wrong with you. It is a completely normal feeling. And I get that on my long runs all the time. Not every time, but all the time, you know, every now and then. And I think it's just something that comes with the mental energy it takes sometimes to continue running. When you know that, it'll be so much easier if you just start walking. 1 minute, 45 seconds left. But when you get that feeling and when you get that urge to just stop, I just want you to ask yourself if you're mentally tired or physically tired. Because if it's physical, if you feel like your feet aren't really there today, like your calves are painful or your hips are screaming or you're just like tired in your body, maybe you should listen to it and walk instead. But if it's your mental capacity that is on edge, I'm not going to say that you're not supposed to listen to that, because sometimes we just need to take a mental health day and listen to it. But sometimes too, we have to train our mental stamina and find it in ourselves to not give up and not be a quitter, no matter how bad you want to just fall flat on your face. You know, the famous words of the rapper Eminem. And that was obviously a joke, but still there's some truth to it. Because if you want to be able to push yourself, you have to teach your mind that being uncomfortable is something that you can tolerate. We have 30 seconds left, by the way. 30 seconds. It is something you can tolerate. It is something that you're capable of pushing through. 20. And to teach yourself that, you have to practice over and over and over and over. Why not start today, you know? 10, 8. Come on, keep it up. Chest up. 4, 3, 2, 1. And a break. Perfect. Lift your chest. Shoulders down. Make sure that you breathe all the way down into your belly. If you're pulling your belly in, maybe you're running somewhere where someone can see you, or maybe it's just a habit. I just want you to let go of that right now. At least for a minute. Just feel how all the muscles in your belly area are relaxing and how you open up and make it possible for you to breathe even further down into your lungs. 1 minute and 20 seconds left of our break. We are halfway there. We've done the two first intervals, and if I'm going to be completely honest with you, those two are the hardest ones because they are the ones we use to get into the zone. 1 minute left of our break. We're going to pace up just a little bit to make sure that we keep our heart going. They are the ones that we use to get in the zone. The two last ones are, they might be harder physically because we might push ourselves a little bit more, but we know that we've already done more than we have left. And there's something about that that makes it a bit easier to keep going. You know what I mean? We're going to use that leverage. Ooh, we're starting in 30 seconds. Now, if you want to, and if you feel like you're up for it, you can join me on the next two intervals on a little bit of a push. And I'm not talking a go hard, go home. We're not doing that. But we're going to pace up a little bit after 2 minutes and after 3 minutes if you want to. If you don't feel like that's you today, you're not going to do it. Easy as that. Okay? Okay, we're starting in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Chest up. Going over in that running motion. Perfect. Getting our hips up and forward. Tuning into our breath. Using the experience that we've gained, not only from our last two intervals, but also from the session last week. Find that breathing pace that suits you. Count your steps, and either you breathe in or 4, 3, or 2, and you let your exhales be just as long. Now I'm going to give you a bit of a bonus tip. I've said this before, but you can never repeat yourself enough when you have something amazing to say. And that is that when you feel like it's getting hard to breathe, you're not going to focus on your inhales, but on your exhales. And now I'm going to breathe a bit hard into the microphone. So if you don't like that, you can just pop your earplugs out of your ear, but you're going to go in and you're going to go out like this. Okay? Open mouth, hard exhale to get all that oxygen out. Because when you do, you make it easier for yourself to inhale after. Okay? You're going to do that. You're going to push the air out. You can make an O with your mouth if you want to. Almost like you're blowing it out and into a balloon. All right? In 25 seconds, if you want to, we're going to pick up the pace just a little bit. If you're in your zone, if you feel now that you have that perfect breathing technique, you're in control, you're going to keep it. Okay? We're not going to mess with that. But if you feel like I still have a bit more to give, in 5 seconds, we're pacing up just a little bit. 2, 1, and action. But remember, you're going to keep this pace for 2 more minutes. So I don't want you going too fast. You're learning. You're learning to know your body, what your feet can tolerate, what your heart can tolerate, what your lungs can tolerate, what your head can tolerate. And if you know halfway through the next 2 minutes that this was too much, you know what? That's okay. That's how you learn. No matter how you're feeling throughout these intervals, I don't want you to use that as a reason to tell yourself that you're doing shitty. It's the only thing you can tell yourself if that you are doing your best to learn. Okay, in 15 seconds, we have 1 minute left. If you want to, you're keeping the pace. If you're ready, you can up it just a little bit more. 3, 2, 1, 60 seconds. Tune into your breath. Come back to that. Whenever shit is heavy, you're coming back to your breath. Okay, 45 seconds to go. Chest up, hips forward. 40 seconds, come on. I know it's hard, but I also know that you are able to do hard things. 30 seconds. Come on. We're not backing down now. You have to decide every step that you're going to take it. 20 seconds. You have to use everything in your willpower to continue. 15, but you can do it. You got it in you. We got 10, 9, 8, come on, chest up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shake it off. Okay, chest up, hands on your back. Breathe all the way down. Come on, breathe. We have 2 minutes here to just take it slow, get our heart rate back down. Oy, before we are going into our last interval. And I really mean it when I say, when we're running, that if you're in your zone, if you found your pace, if you're at a place where this feels good, stay there. You know, stay there. Have a good time. Pay attention to your body and your needs and do whatever you need to get a good workout in. And I don't need mean a good workout in as many calories burned as possible, but as a good feeling workout, okay? That is more important than anything. So if you're deciding to keep your pace and take it in your, like you're going your own way, that is more than okay. No, as always, I'm only here to guide. I'm not here to tell you that you have to do this or have to do that. I don't know you better than you know yourself. That's what I'm trying to say. So whatever you choose to do, I trust that you know what's best for you. Okay, we have 30 seconds left of our break. Now we're headed into our last 4 minutes, our last intervals, our last time running together in this series too. Oh, can you believe that it's already been 4 weeks or 8 weeks? I don't know how long you've spent. Doesn't really matter. But you know, I'm talking in generals. 10 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're finding that running movement. But no matter how long you've spent to get here, I just want you to remember that we started running for 1 minute at a time. Chest up, hips forward. We started running for 1 minute at a time. And since then, we have four-doubled the consecutive amount of time that we're running every time. And that is beyond. That is beyond. That is so good. And I hope you know that the effort you've put in is immaculate, okay? Okay, I'm gonna tune back into our running here. Focus on your breath. Find your counting. Good. Chest up. 1 minute is passing there. That means we have 3 minutes left. And now you know what's coming, but you have two options for the remaining 3 minutes. First one is to keep your pace. Find that party pace that works for you today. Focus on yourself, your breathing, the feeling in your body, and go your own way. The second option is to join me and increase the pace twice. First one will be in 30 seconds. We're gonna do a slight increase. You're gonna use the experience from your last interval to determine how much of an increase. Did you go too hard last time? Do you have more to give? 15 seconds. Are you ready for this? Sorry, I just had to. Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A bit more pace into our legs. You can decide if you want to go with a faster frequency or take longer steps. I always go with frequency. That is, if you ask me, better. Keep your chest up, your hips forward. Use your breath. Remember, when the going gets tough, you're doing sharp exhales. 35 seconds to go. And I know, this is when it starts to get hard. 30 seconds before our last increase. But I also know that you're capable of doing hard things. I know that you can decide to keep moving, okay? Every step you take is up to you. 15 seconds before our last increase of pace. 10, come on, chest up. 6, 5. Now you can keep the pace you're at if you feel like it's enough, or you can do there a wee bit faster, not a lot. Keep your chest up. Use your breath. 50 seconds. 45, come on, we got this. We're not gonna give up now. This is the last 40 seconds we're running together. You're gonna keep your hips forward. You're gonna lift your chest and you're gonna breathe. You're gonna use that exhale to push that air out. 30 seconds to go. And you're gonna show yourself that you are capable. 25, come on. We got this. Chest up, don't fall over now. 20, yes, 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 yes. 15 seconds, come on. Last push. Last push, we got 10 all the way in. Come on. 6, 5, 4, don't give up. 2, 1, and done. Okay. Hands on your back. Lift your chest off. Breathe all the way down into your belly. Let your belly out. Take whatever space you need with that breath. Breathe out loud, open your mouth, be a tomato like I am right now. And just enjoy this feeling right now. That feeling of pushing yourself, of doing something you've never done before, of daring to take the leap into the unknown and trying something new. And I know those are big words and it seems as if we're going on a spaceship to Mars or something, but sometimes that is how scary shit feels when you're doing something for the first time. And at least when you're doing something that you've never done before, you know, when you don't know what to expect, because I guess that's the feeling that makes shit scary, that we don't know what we can expect and we don't know how we're going to react to this situation and we don't know how our bodies are going to feel and we don't know how we're going to tolerate breathing this heavy and how we're going to tolerate having our heart pounding through our chest and how we're going to deal with being in this new situation. And I might be speaking for myself right now, thinking about my half marathon, because those are all the thoughts that are racing through my head when I'm thinking about that day, that I don't know how to do it. Like, I've ran 17 kilometers, which is only 4 kilometers less than what I'm running this Saturday. So I know that I have it in me to do the 21Ks, but I don't know how to do it in a competition setting. I don't know what it's like to run for that long with a lot of people around me. And I honestly and obviously don't know how it's like to push myself for 21 kilometers. And do I even do it from the start? Like, do I start halfway? I have to figure this out this week, by the way. But that feeling of unknown, of not knowing what is waiting and not knowing how you're gonna tolerate being in that situation is really, really scary. And overcoming that is hard, but you just did that. And I am so proud of you for daring to take this step into running with me. And I don't think you understand how honored, I guess is the right word, I am that you chose to do this with me, because I feel like you're kind of putting your heart in someone's hands. Now, I'm not saying we have like a love situation going on here where, you know, anything nasty business, just, you know, our hearts hold a lot, and being capable is something that can make or break it for us. Like, the feeling of being capable is, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I feel like when you trust me to tell you and teach you how to run, you're saying, Camilla, I trust that you are gonna make me feel like I'm capable. You know what I mean? I trust you with this. I give you this power, and I am so humble and so honored that you chose to do that with me. And I just really, really hope that you are leaving this Running with Mila series feeling capable and feeling that you can do shit that you never in your life imagined you would be able to do, and that you feel proud of yourself, and that you feel as if you can continue on this journey either with me in our next series or alone even. And maybe that you'll dare to try things all by yourself. And anyhow, I just want you to know also that I am so proud of you. Yes, we are definitely walking out of my 5 minutes cool down. Who cares? I am so proud of you for taking this leap and for choosing to do this with me. And I'm not going to get too emotional, okay? But just the whole starting to run thing was such a big deal for me. And it is maybe the one single thing I've done for me that has impacted my self-esteem most. I've done several things, like stopping to count calories and deciding that I am worthy of taking up space, and all of that was important too. But the whole starting to run and daring to do something that I honestly didn't think was for me has had a huge impact on me in my life. And I'm not saying that it has to have the same impact on you. Maybe it hasn't, but if there's a chance that it's had just a microscopic impact on your life, I'm really glad that I got to be part of it. Okay. Wherever you are right now, I want you to just find a wall, a step, a stone, something to place your toes up towards so you can lower your heels down and stretch the back of your calves. And if you're not in a place where you can stretch right now, you can just keep me on your ear, because we've done these stretches so many times I don't really have to explain them anymore. I can just tell you that we're stretching our calves and you know what we're doing. Oh, do you remember that first time? I still think about that sometimes when I spent, I don't know, 38 minutes trying to explain to you how to stretch your calves. That was a good day. You can switch up the second foot. Ooh, always feels good stretching out your calves after a run. Anyhow, where were we? Yeah, I was sobbing, telling you that I hope you feel capable and that I am extremely honored that you trusted me to make you feel that way. Not that I can make you feel anyway, but you know what I mean. We don't have to be that correct here. We're friends. And yeah, I'm just so glad that we did this together, you know what I mean? Like, you could have decided to do this with anyone else, and you decided to do it with me, and we've just had the best time. We're going to stretch the front of our thighs, kick your left foot up towards your butai, grab a hold of your foot, knee towards knee, squeeze your glutes, lift your chest, feel that stretch in the front side of your thigh. And you decided to do it with me, and imagine if we didn't do it together. Like, where would we have been now then? Oh, look at us, thriving. You can switch foot, other side, and just hold that stretch for a wee bit. And if anything, I just really hope that you feel like the time and effort that you've put in over the last couple of weeks have been worth it. Maybe you found a new love for running. Maybe you're not there yet. And if you're not, I just want you to know that that is okay too. If you feel like running isn't for you at all, that is also okay. You've given it a good shot. Like, I'll give you that. But if you feel now that it's okay, it's not like 100% your jam, maybe you can give it a little more of a go, because I honestly think that running is for, if not everyone, then a lot of us. And that feeling you get when you run a 5K for the first time and you just realize that, shit, I actually did this. I could actually do this. That is beyond. And when you do your first 10K, if you decide to go for longer runs, or on Saturday, when I hopefully do my first 21, I don't know what that's going to feel like, but I imagine that I'm going to be really, really, really proud. And I just hope that I get to enjoy the run while it lasts, and that I won't get too caught up in, you know, performing, and that I'll actually have time to enjoy. That's always a hard part when it comes to the competition, but I'll do my best. And I promise to share the experience with you after. And okay, we're soon to be on 40 minutes with this run. By the way, if you hadn't let go of that foot you were stretching, you can do that now. I did, and I forgot to say, so you're welcome, I guess. And how are we going to wrap this up? Like, this is our last run in this series. I probably said this last week, but I would love to go into our Facebook group and tell me what you liked and enjoyed about this running series, and if there's anything you want me to do differently, or if there's anything you want to see that you haven't seen yet. And if there's anything that's been really annoying, like, I want to know all of it. And if you share it with me, I promise to do my best to accommodate, because I want Mila to be an app that we create together. But to do that, I need to know what you're feeling and thinking and wanting, because I can't read your mind. Sometimes I think I can, but you know, just me being delusional. So please, please, please head into the Facebook group, The Mila Movement. Give your feedback or send me a DM or text or whatever. And I hope I see you again soon. And I really, really hope that you want another round of running so that we can do that together too, because honestly, I've had a blast. Until then, have fun running. Bye.